Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
El verso es una paloma que busca donde anidar. Está ya y abre sus alas para volar y volar. Se quiere regalar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
A quien le estreche su mano, a quien quiera disparar.
Mi canto es un canto libre.
Mi canto es una
cadena.
Thank you.
como luz. Volar. right, that was Ortiga, amigos. Ortiga. Ortiga means in English is nettle. Nettle, that's the name of the band. Not rough at all, not spiky or anything, you know, but good stuff. And yeah, and that will, the one before was a tribute to Victor Jara. Victor Jara was one of our idols, musical idols, you know, that we had in Chile. And he was assassinated, tortured, assassinated. They chopped his hands off, in fact, before they shot him about 10, 20 times. And because he was accused of being a terrorist, that is the Zionist, fascist, capitalist, murderous, accusing all the people of their own being, their own crimes. And the man only had his guitar as a weapon. The weapon that he had all the time since he was a young boy was his guitar, his notepad, and a pencil to write his songs and poems, you know, that he delighted so many people around the world, you know, not just in South America, around the world, in the folk fields, in the folk atmospheres, in the folk festivals. He was always remembered as a leading musician, a leading poet of the South American protest. He came along with Silvio Rodriguez, Paulo Milanés, Violeta Parra, Mercedes Sosa, Leon Gieco. We got plenty artists, you know, poets. These people are people are with the knowledge of what is going on in our lives, you know, and they sing to the world to denounce, you know, the crime and the unfairness that we go through our lives. And they put it to music, music beautiful. Then we got Los Jaivas, we got groups of in Latin America that actually are doing that. Because we are a peaceful continent, you know, we got an internal affairs, you know, that we can actually deal with on our own. Or not request interference from nobody else. You know, like what I'm getting close to saying right now, because this is the point that I'm going to make about the invasion of privacy, the invasion of a country, the trespassing of a country, in which with arms, with weapons, with helicopters and all that stuff that the North Americans use to kidnap the president Maduro, and that's what it is. How they violated the airspace, the land space, his property, everything. So this is a job that a mafia, gangs, you know, we do for a certain amount of money. But this time the money wasn't money. It wasn't money. It's to do with oil. Because Venezuela is the number one producer of oil in the world, you know, and they want to get their hands on them because obviously, you know, they're greedy, selfish, and bullies and assassins. That's all they are, assassins. Lots of the people, innocent people that were in the country at the time when they attacked the home of Maduro. Meanwhile, to disrupt attention to what was going on at the time being, they were bombing all the places. You know, they're bombing, you know, areas, you know, where they believed they had army bases, you know, being kind of like sighted and planned to destroy. So, yeah, during this process, you know, they killed a lot of civilians, you know, but nobody mentions that because obviously it's not convenient. And obviously the press is a Zionist Zionist prince, that's what I call the press, you know, because they don't tell you the truth, you know, they tell you what they're told to tell, you know. If you go outside the line, you know, of what you've been told to do, you get arrested. You get your offices of the paper blown up, and so they sell themselves to the authoritarian and fascist, imperialist, capitalist authorities who are in charge right now. This man believes that he can do anything he wants, you know. And unfortunately, you know, he's allowed to do anything he wants because you know, nothing's been done against him. He's been called a pedophile. He's been called tax dodging. He didn't want to join the army. He didn't. He called for a revolution when Biden was elected. You know, and that is for a president, you know, candidate to presidency to actually do that. You know, that is betrayal of his own country. So he doesn't care. He only cares about himself. And unfortunately, you know, the losers, you know, they go with him. They go with him. You know, they go, oh, yeah, he's going to do, he's going to do well, blah, blah. But the press is being used by inventing ideas, inventing stories, you know. Who is the biggest consumer of drugs in the world? Mm? Where are the massacre, killing their own people, where are they? All these veterans that came up from Vietnam who were actually done in the head, you know, they lots of them live in the streets right now. They're junkies, they're robbers, they're muggers, they do all sorts of things, you know, that us heroes, inverted commas, heroes, because they went to Vietnam to fight for America. You know, we were defending democracy and all that. Right? Okay, they went back to their democracy, and look where they are right now. You know, you can see all these programs still on TV, you know, YouTubers right now. They're showing what the reality of that country is, you know. On top of that, when you got a guy who's involved in pedophilia, you know, friends with this guy who apparently, very doubtful, killed himself, Epstein. I don't think he did. I think they killed themselves. They killed himself. They killed himself. that's the only thing I could come up with, because in the papers, oh yeah, he committed suicide and all this stuff, you know. But why? The guy was healthy, he had a lot of money. He probably in the United States, you know, being a pedophile, you get away with it. You do get away with it. You know, he should have thought of that. But before that, he would have opened his mouth. And lots of the people that everyone, the majority of the people in the United States admired, you know, oh yeah, this one, that one, whoa. You probably would have told of the story and the names of these people that those North American people so much admire, you know. Like this guy, Pee Pee, Diddy, Daddy, Doody, whatever, you know, that he was caught doing all this stuff. How many fans did he have? Thousands, millions around the world, you know, because they all admire them, you know. But unfortunately, you know, these people, they're not as angels or healthy as they paint out to be, you know. So there we go. Right, okay, fair enough. Probably, you know, the situation went too far, and they had to get rid of this Epstein guy, you know, and that's what they're doing. Right now, because there's so much pressure about the Epstein files, you know, to come out, that Mr. President of the United States of America, you know, is trying to divert, you know, our attention to something else. Right? And it's very dangerous diversion that is, because it's invaded the country. We call it invasion. I call it invasion. If I don't invite you to my country and you would just come in without my permission, you're invading my country. You know what I mean? If you come into my house without being invited, you're invading my house. You're invading my property. So that's an invasion. That's international by international law. Even the French guy, you know, he was accusing the United States of breaking the international law by doing what they did there, right? That's one diversion, the Epstein files. The other diversion is the Gaza, you know, Palestinian situation. That is another diversion, you know, that they're trying to make us believe that there's a lot of other things more important than all these things that are very important and we've been fighting for and we've been struggling and protesting and, you know, trying to support, you know, the Palestinian people, you know. All these little diversions, you know, and all these suckers, I could call everyone, follows them. Oh, yeah, whoa. Like these idiots in the United States, you know, New York, you know, they were celebrating the capture of Maduro. What happened there? ICE turned up, arrested most of them, and they're going to be deported. Now, okay, Maduro's not there, so you can go back now. Goodbye, ciao, you know what I mean? So are they stupid or what? How can you celebrate, you know, that a foreign country can go into your own country and bomb the crap out of whatever, right, and arrest the guys who you don't like? Fair enough. If you don't like the guy, you know, work against him or do something like sit down at the table, just talk about this situation, blah, 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 and so on. But do not invite, you know, foreign intervention, military intervention into your own country. Brothers, you know, I don't think it's a good idea. Not at all. If you see the news, if you see the history of the United States democracy, you know, that has been in Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, Libya. Look at that. You know, the way these countries have been left behind, you know, how have they been left? Syria, you know, Yemen, wow, man, you name it, they've been there, right? And they're all in ruins, you know, they're all in ruins, you know. Now Libya, for example, is run by gangsters, you know. They went to Somalia, and in Somalia they didn't work out because the Somali people, they stood up to them. And they went, hey, wait, get out of here, man. You're not allowed here. Because the people themselves in the street, they were defending their country because they don't allow that, foreign intervention in their own country. And that's how it should be, you know. Now, the international law, the UN, oh, yeah, we condemned, you know, this, you know, condemned that, you know, condemned. Yeah, it's very easy to get a piece of paper, put your signature there. Yeah, I condemn this, you know, and then get your suitcase, you know, and walk out and go and do your shopping. Then you go home and you bring presents to your family, you know, your children, your kids, you know, that you've been in a foreign country, you know, to a meeting, a conference about world peace, you know. And, yeah. Next week we got another meeting somewhere, and so on, and blah, 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 blah. Nothing is done. What happened to Russia? Russia went into Ukraine. The week after, they were already barred from everything, sports, competition, everything, right? And it's supposed to be a democracy, you know, this thing. The UN is a circus, man. You know, I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry to say that because I also believed, you know, that these agencies, you know, Human Rights, Amnesty International, Red Cross International, Geneva Convention, Human Rights, you know, all these United Nations, also it's all blah 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 blah. Nothing happens. They don't do anything. What are they there for? What are they formed for? Oh, is it another plot to fill their pockets? by getting paid so much money for participating and taking part in these conferences about deciding what to do with the whales. But they're not deciding. They're not deciding very well, are they? They're not very good at deciding, are they? They should practice more. They should go straight for the bone. Boom! You did wrong to this country, and boom! You got sanctions now, mate. You know what I mean? And they are real sanctions. They're not just a piece of paper, you know, that send you a letter saying, hey, you know, now you've been very rude to this country. You know, I don't think it's a good idea. Please stop. To me, it seems like this is what the message they're giving to these people who are being bullying, who have been bullying all these little countries, you know. And why don't they, if they are so much against dictators, you know, why don't they go against North Korea? Why don't they go to Russia? Why don't they go to all these countries, you know, Saudi Arabia? You know, because they don't do that. Because they are scared. Because that's what the bullies do. They harass, they put the pressure, they invade, they steal from defenseless countries, defenseless people. And that's where we are. I'm really sorry to say all these things, you know, about the beginning of the year. I thought we were going to start in a good note, you know, but I don't think it is. I think it's going to get worse. I think it's going to get worse and worse. When I heard Marco Rubio is a worm, you know, it's a proper worm, you know, it's a proper worm, you know. You know, a Latino who believes he's a gringo is the worst Latino you can meet, you know. It's the worst one, you know. So, yeah, when I heard this, I went, wow, my God, this is getting worse. It's not going to get any better, you know. 2026, you know, what a way to start 2026. The killing still going on in Palestine. The Ukrainian thing is still going on. Now the Americans are invading Venezuela. They invaded Venezuela. They arrested Maduro. Now what's next? Now Marco Rubio said, our next stop is Cuba. Cuba, man. You know? Come on, guys, Latin America, wake up. Wake up. The rest of the world, wake up. Wake up, please, before they annihilate all of us. And we don't deserve that. We deserve to live. We deserve to have a good life. We deserve peace, man. We've had enough of this, you know, enough of killing and dying and all this stuff, you know. It's horrible, you know. I'm probably going to die, and the world is still going to be fighting each other, you know. But anyway, amigos, I want to carry on with the show, and sorry about that. I just went too far with it. No, I didn't go too far. I just went to the right distance. I'm just saying that I took too long. I took too long to say this, but I will never stop doing it. I'll never stop saying free Palestine. Never will.
Clara y cercana, con el cielo a mi lado, pienso en ti. Avanza la luna en su caudal, manto de cielo en soledad, ¿y tú dónde andarás? Cuéntame, luna, ¿dónde estás? Cielo tras tu andar, cántaro lleno de mi amar, agua de sueños llevará cuando parta hacia allá. Cuéntame, luna, ¿dónde está? Llévame, cielo.
mundo, desde cuando me habré ido, cuánto tiempo caminando, desde cuando caminando.
Taj Mahal, o esplendor, a maravilha, construído na Índia em 1040, no ano Hégira, na cidade que tem por nome Agra. Amor, um monumento em homenagem ao amor, um presente do príncipe Shah Jahan para sua preferida e amada princesa Taj Mahal. E novamente ele chegou com inspiração, com muito amor, com emoção, com explosão, gol, sacudindo a torcida aos 33 minutos do segundo tempo. Depois de fazer uma jogada celestial em gol, tabelou, driblou dois zagueiros, deu um toque, driblou um goleiro, só não entrou bola e tudo porque teve humildade. Foi um gol de classe onde ele mostrou sua malícia e sua raça. Foi um gol de anjo, um verdadeiro gol de placa, que a magnética agradecida se cantava. Filho maravilha, nós gostamos de você. Filho maravilha, gente vê, filho maravilha, nós gostamos de você, filho maravilha, faz mais um pra gente ver.
abençoado por Deus e bonito por natureza. Mas que beleza em fevereiro, em fevereiro, que maravilha, tem carnaval. Eu tenho um carro e uma guitarra cantante, sou flamengo e minha nega continua deliciante. Some baby, eu sou um menino de mentalidade mediana. Pois é, mas assim mesmo feliz da vida, contente, eu não devo nada a ninguém. Pois é, pois eu sou feliz, muito feliz comigo mesmo. Eu moro, moro, país, país tropical, abençoado.
No sé por qué tu llegada al mundo fue así, te costó salir. No sé por qué me sentí el hombre más feliz, ya estabas aquí. Pude entender que eras un pedazo de mi ser, tan igual a mí. No olvidaré aquel olor a vida en tu piel, nada más nacer. El sol te duró la piel para que morena fuera. De una palmada se oyó el canto de una sirena. No sé por qué dos estrellas bajaron para rizar tu pelo. No sé por qué dos cometas se convirtieron en tus ojos negros. Yo le, yo le. Tan bonita, tan morena, tan gitana como era.
La flor que siempre quise en mi jardín. La flor que siempre quise en mi jardín.
No sé por qué tu llegada al mundo fue así, te costó salir, olé. Y no sé por qué me sentí el hombre más feliz, ya estabas aquí. Tan bonita, tan morena, tan gitana como era.
La flor que siempre quise en mi jardín. Siempre quise en mi jardín. La flor que siempre quise en mi jardín. La flor que siempre quise en mi jardín.
Ha! ¡Seguro que sí!
Mira que tiene cosas.
Ahora que se acabó la canción, es que vienen a arreglar el coro. Qué cosa más grande tiene la vida.
Ok, amigos, amigas, buenos días, show, man. Thank you very much, you know, for listening to Latino Times program, and I hope that you guys are going to join me again next week. Anyway, let's try and have a good year, and we'll be talking more as the time goes by, and we'll hope and pray, you know, that things should get a little bit better. I hope so anyway. Let's have a good health. Let's look after ourselves. Good health. Now the weather is so cold, man. You've got to be very, very, very careful, you know, about catching a cold nowadays, you know, because it's not like in the past, you know, when you caught a cold, you know, the next day, 2 days later, you're okay. Now they last you forever. Wow, man. And because of the pharmaceuticals, they want you to buy more pills, man. You know, that's what they want you to do, you know. They don't sell the illegal drugs, you know, but they sell the legal drugs that are almost as bad as the illegal drugs. But, actually, there are a few exceptions, you know, that illegal drugs are much worse than legal ones, you know, sometimes. But in the long run, they still damage our system. And we still take them because we need them, because we are made to need them, man. Anyway, amigos, no more talk. We're going to finish with a bit of music for you guys. And thank you very much for listening, as I said already. And I hope that you're going to join me again next week at 5 o'clock on 93.2 FM. Sheffield Live. Love one another, and free Palestine, and Yankees hands off Latin America.
Yo libre te conocí y tú me has engañado. Y me has dejado encadenado. Yo libre te conocí y mi destino está en tus manos.
Realizando un sueño y un anhelo de muchísimo tiempo. Me cuesta juntar palabras para poder decir algo concreto y sólido. Lo único que puedo decir es que a la larga la vida es dar y recibir. Y nosotros hemos dado mucho esfuerzo para poder hacer nuestra música por mucho tiempo. Y sin lugar a dudas, estar aquí esta noche presentándonos finalmente aquí en Rapa Nui con mi música y todo, mi banda, es una bendición de Make Make, de Ya Rastafari, de Yaobia, como ustedes quieran decirle. Un gran premio. Gracias, gente, y gracias por haber llegado a la hora. 23 horas se pasaron, llegaron toda la hora. El único que no llegó a la hora fui yo. Ok, dar y recibir, dice más o menos así. Venga, con palmas, ayúdenme, ¿no?
Música reggae en tu idioma. ¡Vamos!
Espero yo de ti, que no es nada más que bendición y cariño. Son tus palabras, la poesía, alimento en mi camino día a día. Son pequeños los detalles que hacen incomparable tus verdades. Brilla y brilla.
el sol en un amanecer. Y guía, ni guía, ni guía, es mi camino hacia un nuevo ser. La vida es para dar y recibir. Oh, ya, ya, sí. La vida es dar y recibir. Oh, mamá, yeah. La vida es para dar y recibir. La vida es dar y recibir. Gratitud y devoción, refleja esta canción, certeza.